Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Gaetti. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Butcher. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins takes first base on ball four. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards right. Brunansky fields it and throws to second to catch Wiggins for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Washington moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel goes all the way around to score. Harbeck moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Butcher. Sheets moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Gaetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Gaetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Laudner moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Lacy reaches third base with a triple. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacy scores. One out. It's 4-1, Twins. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Ken Dixon now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Ron Washington. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Bush moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing left field. Gary Gaetti now playing third base. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Alan Wiggins. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing second base. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Dave Engel. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Al Pardo pinch hits for Rich Dower. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.